At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Let's go to Eric, who's calling from Rhode Island. What's going on, Eric?
Hey, boys.
What's up,
man?
How's
it going?
Hey.
Hey, so, first of all, I love the show. So I'm listening yesterday to Melusis. And, you know, he's talking about the Derby and all. And then he went into a story about apparently he drove away from a gas station with the gas receptacle still in his car and driving down the Merritt Parkway and was still attached to his car. Did you hear this story?
No, I did not. I mean, that is pretty ridiculous.
So what did he do, rip it out of the gas pump?
Exactly. Yeah, so he's driving down, I guess.
Is the gas pump still pumping gas out while he's running down the Merritt Parkway with the freaking hose in it?
This is what he said. So he realizes after a little while that this thing is, he looks in the rearview mirror or whatever, and he's side view, and he sees this thing stick out of his car. So he drives back to the gas station, and he thinks that, well, I can just reattach this to the line. And so he starts messing with it, and there's no gas. There's no gas coming out. Everything's okay. But then when he starts tries to reattach this himself, and all of a sudden just gas starts shooting everywhere. And so now Mark is in a suit, and he is drenched in gasoline. So he walks back into the store and tells the woman, hey, look what happened. She's like, you know, you smell like gasoline. And he's like, yeah, I'm drenched in gasoline. So she went out, she helped him put it back together. It sounded like a pretty bad situation. And apparently this happens all the time. I've never done this, but I gotta believe that this does happen.
This happens all, I'm sure it happens. I'm not sure it happens all the time, but what the hell is going on with Moose, man?
I don't know. I mean, if only he was this entertaining when he was here full time. God.
You know him better than I do.
I mean, geez. This guy's got a great story left and right. Every time he's going down to Disney, he's hilarious. He's got the Derby video out there is hilarious. You got people calling us talking about hilarious stories on the weekend. Yeah, I don't understand how you could do that because you can't. So he lives in Connecticut, right? Do you live in Connecticut?
Does he? I'm not sure.
What's the gas rules in Connecticut?
Oh, you pump your own gas. Up there in the Merritt Parkway, they got all those Dunkin' Donuts, all those gas.
It's only New Jersey. It was New Jersey and Oregon, but Oregon just allowed it.
Oh, Oregon just allowed it?
Yes.
So, but are you allowed to, because in New York, those things that you have to hold it the whole time, so those little stopper things.
Yeah, they take the stopper thing out.
That's right, why do they have stoppers in Connecticut?
No, they don't have those.
So then how in the hell do you drive away?
Yeah, that's the point. He must
because your whole. So you're telling me that he was holding the nozzle and pumping the gas in to the point where it stopped. It was full, and he didn't take it out of his gas tank and put it back. He just let it go and got in his car and drove away.
That's what the caller heard.
I mean, that is just. I mean, he must have been on the phone or distracted or just completely out of it. Maybe the kids were screaming or something. I don't know how you could possibly do that. You're holding it, you're pumping it, it stops, and it's still in your hand.
Yes.
Like, just like out of natural instinct, you put it right back.
It's amazing how many times it does happen.
Let's go to Dave in Westchester. What's going on, Dave?
Boomer and Geo. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. What's up?
Well, listen, I spent 5 years working at a gas station during the summers in college, and this thing, I would say twice a month, a gas customer would drive off with the pump in their car. But I'll also tell you, nobody ever came back, so Moose is a first.
It's just so embarrassing for people that they just end up just keep driving away.
They just keep going.
Is this more of like a, is this more of a man thing, a woman thing? Was it split?
Older men and older women.
Okay, so it was more of an older thing. All right,
yeah,
so Moose is getting
now an older man.
Yeah, well, he's getting there. You know, he's losing his mind.
Ben.
He's losing his mind. I mean, hear it.
Between that and the horse race this weekend.
And his Disney trips, you know?
Yeah, and the hockey and the whole thing. There's something wrong with him.
Yeah, man, I tell you.
He seems to come off pretty good on the CW11.
Of course he does. He comes off good in everything he does.
He's pretty buttoned up in that regard.
I would agree with that. Yeah. And when he used to do all the SNY stuff, he seemed buttoned up there, too.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.